Now, good news this week for Forestry Services Limited. They got not one, but two accreditations to their name. I got a chance earlier this evening to speak with Nicola Whelan, who is the certification manager with FSL, and asked her about what was involved, first of all, and what it means to the company. Nicola.
Thank you. Opportunity to speak about our great achievement. We're the first private company in Ireland to achieve dual certification in forest management.
Yeah, and what precisely, first of all, what's involved in achieving the accreditation, and then we'll get on to what it's worth to you.
Okay, we got our certification from FSC and PEFC. They are internationally recognised standards that were developed to promote sustainable forest management. And under sustainable forest management, there's three pillars: economical, social, and environmental.
Yeah, and you managed to tick all of those boxes.
Yeah, we got audited by an independent third party that came over and carried out an audit on our systems and our processes and our operations, and we were awarded our certificate there in September.
Yeah, and of course it's no mean achievement to achieve that kind of sustainability standard, because essentially everyone is looking for that now.
Well, that's it, yeah, exactly. You have to have full traceability, and it's all to do with the chain of custody. So the end consumer who's buying the products on the shelf, picking up their DIY in the likes of Woody's or their hardware shop, and they can see the logo from FSC or PFC, and they know it's fully traceable back to the forest, it was sustainably resourced, and they have that reassurance.
Yeah, no, the quality of the timber is taken as a given. I mean, you won't sell timber unless it's of the standard required. But does achieving that double certification, does that actually add financially to the bottom line?
Well, what it does, it offers a market to the forest owner. It opens up the market for them. Currently at the sawmills, they can sell certified timber, 70% certified and 30% uncertified. They can sell that as certified. But you wouldn't have to worry about that threshold level if you were certified. You'd have access to a lot more markets. And we export a lot of our timber abroad, so that's an added benefit.
Yeah, and generally, Nicola, before I let you go, how is the timber market at the moment?
Not too bad, yeah, not too bad. We need to just increase our afforestation. We currently have the lowest level of forest cover in Ireland, and we're only at 11%. With all the talk about climate change and diversification, you know, it's an attractive offer to landowners, you know, to have their marginal land and get that added income where they can as a carbon store for other enterprises on the farm.
Yeah, that's the big conundrum, isn't it? Trying to get more planting done, because the figures add up. There's tax allowances, there's a definite income for 20 years and more, and there's a final crop, and you still retain your land. I mean, as they say about someone or other, what's not to like about it? Listen, Nicola, thanks very much, and congratulations to Forestry Services on their double accreditation.
Okay, thanks very much. You can, if you want to find out more information, you can log on to our website, www.forestryservices.ie, or you could email me directly at certification@forestryservices.ie.
Great stuff. Thank you, Nicola.
Thank you.